Great to have your company. We're heading back to your calls very shortly, but lock it into your diary. This time every day we'll be getting a trade update thanks to Tyre Power, keeping you safe on the roads in difficult times. So this time every day, a trade update. We'll bring you one in the second hour, one in the third hour of the program every day right throughout this period. There's probably not much been done today, but Riley Beveridge from AFL.com.au has been good enough to give us some of his time so we can keep you updated just in case there's been some rumour, innuendo, bit of talk behind the scenes without anything official happening. Welcome to you, Riley. Great to have you back on.
G'day, Dwayne. Thanks for having me. Yeah, not much going on at the moment. I think clubs still trying to work out where they're at with their lists, who they might let go, who they want to bring in, what sort of draft capital they have. But I'm sure we're in for a very busy 3 weeks ahead.
So what's the first domino you think might fall during the course of the next week? I think, so free agency is Friday, is that correct?
It is, yeah. So I think there'll be a few free agency moves that will certainly be lodged on Friday. I think Zach Williams will go to Carlton. I don't think the Giants will match that bid. I do find it interesting that the likes of Brad Crouch, Jeremy Cameron, Joe Danaher, the other free agents, they will probably be matched depending on their offers. But I think that's, in all likelihood, there's a fair chance that all three could be matched. So they will drag out into the trade period, which begins next week. In terms of the first domino to fall, I don't think it will necessarily be the first, but I think the most important one that will fall in the early stages of the trade window is sort of what happens between Carlton and Essendon with Adam Saad, because I think that could unlock a few deals further down the line. I think Essendon need that deal to get done quickly so they can get Jai Caldwell over the line. I think whatever they get back from Carlton, they'll give to GWS for Caldwell going forward. And I think Carlton might want to get Geelong involved in this as well. If they can trade pick 7 for a couple of those later selections that Geelong have, whether or not Geelong will take pick 7 into a trade with Cameron if GWS matches it. So I think that's a key domino, a potential pick swap between Carlton and Geelong. And if it does fall early in the window, how it unlocks deals for Saad and then Caldwell and then Cameron.
So do you see anything crazy happening where a player ends up moving clubs, a big name player, and we say, oh boy, I didn't see that coming, or I might have thought that a bit of that talk was just garbage, but boy, there must have been some substance to it?
Well, it's interesting because I reckon at this time last year, Joe Danaher's name hadn't even been raised as a potential option of going to Sydney. So there always is significant ones that happen late. As for this year, I mean, the lay of the land at the moment, it just seems like every player's been linked to every club. So I go into it thinking, well, Dustin Martin's off the table, Patrick Dangerfield's off the table, but aside from them, there's probably not too many that are. So look, nothing will shock me in this trade period. I'm prepared for anything. As for a name, I can't really give you one. I think one to watch is probably Josh Dunkley, simply because of the fact that it's probably the most unlikely to happen given his contract situation at the Dogs and just how important he is to that football club. But Essendon's interest is significant. They're willing to table a pretty lucrative offer to him. So just what happens with Dunkley's situation over the next 3 weeks, I'll find fascinating.
And what do you think Geelong will have to end up paying for Cameron? So are we going to see some players move as well as a draft pick or two?
I think GWS would like that purely because, I mean, you see the situation with Caldwell now where they got Jai Caldwell as a result of the Dylan Shield deal 2 years ago, and then all of a sudden the player they got as a result of Shield going to Essendon is going to move to Essendon in 2 years' time. So I think they'd want established players to avoid a situation like this happening again. But if that's not forthcoming, I know they're interested in Brandon Parfitt, but he's going to sign a 2-year deal with the Cats. So if that's not forthcoming, maybe they will have to entertain draft picks. And if that's the case, this is where I think that pick swap with Carlton could come into it, because where Geelong at the moment have picks 11, 13 and 17, and where 11 and 13 might not enthuse the Giants that much, 7 and 11, if they can get pick 7 from Carlton, certainly would. So maybe that's something Geelong has to look at if they're not willing to give up players like Parfitt, who they want to stay at the club, players like Isava Radigalea, who they want to stay at the club. If they're not willing to give those players up, maybe they will have to look at moving draft picks and moving that around, and maybe the Giants will then have to come to their senses and think, well, look, 7 and 11 is probably the best we're going to get. It's better than the pick 9 that we would have got if he had walked as a free agent, so maybe we'll take that.
Interesting chat. I've said it a few times about the Giants, and I'll say it again. I think sometimes they might be better off getting players. If they get a senior player in as opposed to a draft pick, at least you've got a player that, because he's coming to your club and you've gone through the process of recruiting him via the trade period, you know he wants to be there. So you might actually get a guy that's going to give you 8 really good years of service and you're getting someone you know. If you go back to draft picks, then you go back to the same situation you're in where you get a kid that comes to you from the draft. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty glad to be here, want to be here, but they might not like living in Sydney. So you get this whole process again where they're thinking of going home and I might end up going home for 2 or 3 years. There's a massive unknown when it comes to a draft pick and getting a kid. One, you don't know if he's going to be a star, and two, you don't know if he's going to want to go home. At least if you get a senior player that wants to come to your club, well, he wants to come to your club. So I think that's a better option for them right now rather than have this player leaving factor continuing to haunt them. Riley, great to have a chat to you. We'll do it again tomorrow, same time, same place. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Riley Beveridge from AFL.com.au. Trade update thanks to Tyre Power. Kick straight with a free 5-minute safety check.